Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 111. It's October 5th, 2020. Can you imagine how awesome it would have been to be an entrepreneur in 1985 when almost any .com name you wanted was available? All words, short ones, cool ones. All you had to do was ask. It didn't even cost anything to claim. This grand opportunity was true for years. In 1994, a Wired writer noticed that McDonald's.com was still unclaimed, so with our encouragement, he registered it and then tried to give it to McDonald's, but their cluelessness about the internet was so hilarious it became a Wired story. Shortly before that, I noticed that ABC.com was not claimed, so when I gave a consulting presentation to the top floor ABC executives about the future of digital, I told them that they should get their smartest geek down in the basement to register their own domain name. They didn't. The internet was a wide-open frontier then. It was easy to be the first in Category X. Consumers had few expectations, and the barriers were extremely low. Start a search engine, an online store, serve up amateur videos. Of course, that was then. Looking back now, it seems as if waves of settlers have since bulldozed and developed every possible venue, leaving only the most difficult and gnarly specs for today's newcomers. 30 years later, the internet feels saturated, bloated, overstuffed with apps, platforms, devices, and more than enough content to demand our attention for the next million years. Even if you could manage to squeeze in another tiny innovation, who would notice it? Yet if we consider what we've gained online in the last 30 years, this abundance smells almost miraculous. We got instant communication or instant connection with our friends and family anywhere, a customizable stream of news whenever we want it, zoomable 3D maps of most cities of the world, an encyclopedia we can query with spoken words, movies we can watch on a fat slab in our pocket, a virtual everything store that will deliver next day, to name only six out of thousands that could be mentioned. But here is the thing. In terms of the internet, nothing has happened yet. The internet is still at the beginning of its beginning. If we could climb into a time machine and journey 30 years into the future, and from that vantage point look back to today, we'd realize that most of the greatest products running the lives of citizens in 2044 were not invented until after 2014. People in the future will look at their holodecks and wearable virtual reality contact lenses and downloadable avatars and AI interfaces and say, oh, you didn't really have the internet, or whatever they'll call it, back then. And they'd be right. Because from our perspective, the greatest online things of the first half of this century are all before us. All these miraculous inventions are waiting for that crazy, no one told me it was impossible, visionary to start grabbing the low-hanging fruit, the equivalent of the dot-com names of 1984. Because here is the other thing that graybeards in 2044 will tell you. Can you imagine how awesome it would have been to be an entrepreneur in 2014? It's the year this article was written, obviously. It was a wide-open frontier. You could pick almost any category X and add some AI to it, put it in the cloud. Few devices had more than one or two sensors in them, unlike the hundreds now. Expectations and barriers were low. It was easy to be the first, and then they would sigh, oh, if only we realized how possible everything was back then. So the truth, right now today in 2014, is the best time to start something on the internet. There's never been a better time in the whole history of the world to invent something. There's never been a better time with more opportunities, more openings, lower barriers, higher benefit risk ratios, better returns, greater upside than now. Right now, this minute. This is the time that folks in the future will look back at and say, oh, to have been alive and well back then. The last 30 years has created a marvelous starting point, a solid platform to build truly great things. However, the coolest stuff has not been invented yet. Although this new greatness will not be more of the same that exists today, it will not be merely better. It will be different, beyond, and other, but you knew that. What you may not have realized is that today truly is a wide-open frontier. It is the best time ever in human history to begin. You are not late. This is a July 27th, 2014 essay by Kevin Kelly called You Are Not Late. You're not late. You're right on time. You're right on time. Kick the thing forward. Start the thing now. Get going. As a device to this, imagine yourself in the future. thinking back to today, a 30-year click. I also highly recommend you do that for the people in your life and your own health. If you've got your health, you might not have it in 30 years from now. You might not be here in 30 years. None of us control this factor. If you've got your family in your home, your kids, spouse, or somebody important to you, imagine 30 years from now. Imagine you turn 100 years old, however many years that is from this moment. And just imagine you've lived all that life, hardships and celebrations, and you're just old and you're tired. I think it's fair to say that at 100, your body won't work like it is today. Your metabolism won't be worth like it is today. However fast you can run a mile right now, however many push-ups you can do right now, your performance will sag by the time you turn 100 if you're so fortunate as to live that long. And who knows where your children will be? Who knows where the people in your life will be? So look at them right now, imagining simply that you've been transported back from the time in which you're 100. With the ability to see them in their full color, real time, in this moment now. Sort of, if the rut has you at down ever, then go take a cold shower, do something, shake it off, because it's nonsense. And the moment where you are right now is glorious and full of magic. It simply is. So, and if you can't see it right now, it's sort of your fault. And it's not permanent. It's incredibly impermanent. It's incredibly temporary and fleeting. So, just with the simple things, the little things, your ability to get out of bed, go do mostly what you want to do. We all have jobs and things and duties and responsibilities, but you know what I mean. And the people in your life, go shake them, thank them, show them. And then, as Kevin Kelly would say, like entrepreneurially, creatively, what do you have in you? Do it now. You're not too late. That whole sea of excuses that comes from, oh, it's already been built, somebody's already done it, the opportunities have all been paved over, it's nonsense. And one day you will be too late. You'll be too old. You'll be done. You'll be dead. At some point, you will be too late. You're not too late yet. I can't remember where I saw this Kevin Kelly thing, why I ventured into this 2014 essay. He's got a whole bunch of them that should become sort of dispatch readings. He's awesome. 1,000 True Fans is a really important one, but he's got a bunch of good stuff. Book length and essays and talks and all kinds of stuff. I'll try to grab some of it, throw it in the show notes, but anyway, wherever you are today, right now, you're not too late. But pretty soon, it will be too late. So go. Thanks, y'all.